best moment?
Or was it?
I was just going to ask you that.
My best moment.
The one you'll never forget.
Scoring a touchdown, the game-winning touchdown against Minnesota. I'll never forget that because that.
Tell me the route. Tell me the whole thing.
I can't even remember. All I know, it was a corner post.
I remember the
route.
Corner of the end zone.
Yeah, the
it was across the middle of the end zone. It was a corner post, and I had been asking for it all game because the guy was playing me outside leverage, taking away the corner route. And I was coming to the sideline like he's playing me outside leverage. He's all game. And he made the mistake of telling me that's what he was doing. So when it came to basically the end of the game and we needed to make a play, I went to the sideline and I was like, I was like, yo, he's playing me outside
leverage.
Who are
you telling that to?
I'm telling Drake.
Okay.
And I had been saying it all game.
Daryl Drake.
I'm telling Daryl Drake, he's playing me outside leverage. Not only is he playing me outside leverage and has been doing it all game, and I've been telling you this all game, he told me he's taking away the corner
Who
route.
Who was that?
I forget the corner's name, but I don't think he was there after that year.
But, after that play.
But so they call the play, and I'm literally pacing the back of the huddle. I'm so pumped. I'm nervous and pumped at the same time because I know they called this play for me, and I know we need this play. So up until that point, I've been having a pretty good year, and they call it. I run the route. I beat the dude like a drum. I'm wide open in the back of the end zone. Rex puts it right on me. I catch it. I score. I do my celebration. And I'm so pumped. I almost lost my mind. I'm yelling at the crowd in some pictures or whatever.
Do you keep the ball?
I think I do have that ball at home somewhere. I have a lot of my stuff in storage that I'm going to take out and put on the wall.
Is the land of giants right now in the NFL? There's still a place is there still a place for the little guy like yourself?
And you know what? It goes in cycles. Because when I was in college, it was Randy Moss, Terrell Owens. You know, those guys were the guys, big receivers. And then came Steve Smith. Steve Smith made a guy like myself valuable again, you know, because he could make plays.
I think if you have a template for what a receiver is going to be, baloney. Throw it out the window because about one-eighth of those guys are going to achieve what you want them to accomplish. Mm-hmm. It's about desire.
Exactly.
It's about your inner ability to have the willingness to do what it takes on an everyday basis. Mm-hmm. Know your quarterback. Know your routes. Mm-hmm. Know your offensive line. Know your protections. And that's what I hate getting caught up in is because some guy succeeds because of the way he looks and he's very fortunate to achieve out of his capabilities. But it's about what you're willing to do for your team. It's not what you look like. It's about what you're willing to do. And I give me Steve Smith in the 13th year and how tough he is than what I've seen out of a lot of guys of modern-day players.
I think it's important, too, that you have a variation of different guys. You don't want all the same type of player. If you have a smaller, quick guy, that'd be great. And then you have a bigger guy on the outside. It's good to mix them up.
Well, you know, you want to affect the defense to the point where they got to defend every blade of grass. So however you do that with whatever
and that
option.
Works for both offense and defense because you look at Charles, all right? Look at his career. Charles Peanut Tillman, probably being Bears Ring of Fame, if not the Hall of Fame, you know. Charles is a really good corner. But he does better against bigger receivers than he does against smaller receivers.
I believe he's the best big corner,
best big receiver defender in the NFL. Right. And he's proven that time and time. He did it when he was a rookie against Randy Moss, right? But you put him against a Steve Smith, and he has more trouble because Steve is shorter, quicker, harder to get your hands on, you know. And he's not going to stand and fight with Charles. Well, Charles is super strong, you know, and he's very astute of the game, and he studies and studies and studies. But he's not going to be able to do the same against that guy as a Steve Smith as he is against a Calvin Johnson, who I think, and I played with, is the best receiver maybe ever to play this game. He is phenomenal.
Right.